Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Zoe, from Zoe's Hair Salon in Shanklin, hello.
Hello, Billy. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Zoe, I think it's Zoe's Hair Studio, isn't it?
That will be correct.
It's actually Zoe's Hair Studio, Isle of Wight Limited, to give you the correct full-length name, isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for having me in here.
It's a real pleasure to have you in. And you're not just any old hair salon, are you? And that's why you're here, because you've got an interesting story, to say the least. There's so much that Sue and I are looking forward to talking to you about. But let's start at the beginning, Zoe.
The very beginning.
Let's do it, yeah. Because you're an inspiration.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you.
You are. So where did it all begin? Where did it all start?
Well, it all started many, many years ago at the Isle of Wight College. I left school, went to college, did a two-year hairdressing college course, which I absolutely loved. Over 30 years ago now, though, so lots of experience behind me. So it was a full-time college course. I think these days it's only like 3 or 4 days, so things have changed a lot. From college, do 1 day a week in a hair salon. And then I stayed in the hair salon that I was doing that 1 day apprenticeship in. I think I was there for about 12 years. That was over the other side of the island, which was amazing. And then I moved over to Shanklin. And then that's where things really started to move forwards for me. Started in the salon that I'm actually owning now. I was just like a stylist behind the chair, which was fantastic. So I started there in 2006.
Wow.
And I think, yeah, so a long, long time ago. So a lot of experience. That's what it takes.
I can't even begin on the top of my head. You've probably already worked it out yourself, but how many haircuts you've done in that time?
Oh my gosh, hundreds and hundreds. But then that all leads to experience, doesn't it? Everyone you do, you get more practice. You never stop learning. Each haircut invites a new challenge, you know, a new technique, and you just keep learning, which is fantastic.
And that shows, because this year, as recently as this year, we'll talk about it probably in a little bit more depth in the next conversation that we have about the kind of the community aspect of being the hair salon that you are. As recently as this year, earlier on, you won the Best Hairdressers Award from the County Press, didn't you?
We did, yeah, Best Hair Salon on the Isle of Wight. We were absolutely thrilled, as you can imagine. I mean, that's hugely thanks to the team that I have working with me. There's six of us in the salon, and they're absolutely fantastic. Without them, you know, they are a huge part of it, and together we make it what it is, and it is just brilliant. I think we all enjoy our job, which is a huge part of it as well. So you can imagine we were thrilled with that, winning that award, because you have to get nominated to start with. It's open to every salon on the island and barbers, so just to get nominated I think is a great privilege, and then to actually go ahead and win it, we were just absolutely stunned. It was amazing.
Of course, as you say, the only hairdresser on the island to win that award out of all of the hairdressers in total.
On the island,
it's
exactly.
Such a large number.
It is.
There's so much competition out there, isn't there?
Oh,
so
there is, hugely.
It goes to show, actually, amongst that competition, quite literally with that award, being voted the best of the best. It's a real accolade, isn't it?
It is. It's just nice to know that you're appreciated and that people actually are fond of you and they like what you do and they, you know, they support you, which is wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
But to take you back to the beginning, because we've sort of jumped to the end, but to take you back to the beginning, was there something in particular as a young person that attracted you to the idea of becoming a hairdresser?
I think like all young girls, we like to mess around, we like to change our hair colour. Most girls do, don't we? We like to. One day we want to be blonde, the next day we want to be red. And I was very much into that as well. One day I wanted long hair, the next day I wanted short hair. So it was just like a natural progression, really, which was wonderful. And also when I was at school, we did like a link course. So every week, one afternoon, we would go to the hair salon at the Isle of Wight College and we'd spend an afternoon doing hair. And I think that's where it all started. We could practice on each other and it was just fun. And then obviously from that, I thought, yeah, I really like this. And then that led me going on to doing the full-time college course, which was brilliant.
I think that's something as well we're going to talk about a little bit later on, the whole aspect of actually, yes, going to university and doing a degree is great if it's the right thing for you.
Mm.
However, there's this real need and shortage of hairdressers and people with a trade, to use the traditional sense of the word. And what you highlight is that you can go down that route and be incredibly successful and do so very well. I often joke about the fact that despite I've got a degree and I'm supposed to be the one with the brains in the family, my brother earns like 3 or 4 times more than me, probably much more.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's still time, Billy. You're really young. You have time to work your way up.
So we might talk about that a little bit later on, because it's an interesting area actually of where you and your business have gone. And I think only recently you did the name change did come into place. So.
Yeah, that was literally about a year and a half ago we actually decided to change the name. So, and I've actually only owned the salon myself for, this is like 2.5 years, nearly 3 years now. So it's just been a very natural progression. But, you know, and it's always scary taking that next step. But 9 out of 10 times it does pay off.
Kind of go back to the whole business discussion that we were having. So a couple of years ago, I'm right in saying, aren't I, that you said you brought the business.
That's great.
And you had to think really for quite a while, I seem to recall, about changing the name or not.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because obviously taking over a well-established business that I was working in for many, many years, it has already got its name. I think what became the change of the name is I did a complete refurb in the salon. I mean, literally floor up, ceiling down, completely gutted it. And then when we put it all back together, it just didn't feel like the same salon. So that's when the new name kind of came into place. It just felt like we'd rebirthed something completely new, and it just warranted a new name. And then what better choice than just naming it after me? You know, it says what it does on the box. You know, keep it simple. It's good.
And it's such a lovely interior. I mean, it's almost you've got Kelly Hopin herself to come into the into the hair salon. I suppose you could call it a hair studio.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it. That's
what, exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is, and it's beautiful in there. I mean, did you consult any interior designers on it?
Well, no. Obviously everyone that works in there, we've got, you know, 6 of us that work in there, the 5 stylists that work in there. They, you know, I consulted them, and we discussed colours, we discussed patterns. But I mean, obviously, ultimately, at the end of the day, I sort of chose it. They guided me a lot, and I think we were all really pleased with the outcome. Definitely, it's and of course we spend a lot of time in there. You know, I'm in there 6 days a week, and you know we're in there from like 8 till 6. And it's long days, long hours, and I think you just got to have a really nice, happy environment in which to work in. It makes a big difference.
It really does, doesn't it?
Really,
especially
does.
When you're sat there and you're waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. And ladies, you know, like yourself, Sue, when you come in, you get your colour done, you want to feel relaxed, you want to feel comfortable, don't you? And it makes a big difference.
Yeah,
so it's lovely.
Absolutely. And obviously you had to be quite creative thinking about the surroundings, but also creativity is so much to what you... to do with what you do every day, isn't it? So what sort of approach do you take to someone who comes in and says, well, actually, I don't know what to do with my hair, what would you suggest? What sort of things would you ask in order to arrive at a sort of a solution?
You know, I think, like, literally it must be at least 50% of the people that walk through that door don't know what they want. They sit there and you ask them, they don't know. So you have to, like, work out what their lifestyle is, how much time they want to put into doing their hair, you know, what their daily routine is, if they wash their hair every day, if they want to use products, if they just want to keep it all natural. It all plays a big part. If they go on holiday a lot, you've got to be careful not to use too much colour, because obviously the sun is going to fade it quite drastically. If they've got children, long hair is not always ideal, because kids do like to pull on hair as well. There's so many factors in to find out, not just about what would look good on them, but about their lifestyle, what they could actually cope with on a daily basis. I think people don't always take that into consideration. They see a picture and think, yeah, I want that, but at the end of the day, it's just not going to fit into their lifestyle as well.
And do certain sort of either faces or does certain types of hair sort of lend itself to particular styles?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Obviously, you've got round faces, you've got oval faces, some are more square. So you want to have something that flatters your face shape, complements you. Some, you know, if you've got a heavier cheekbone, you've got to have something that makes you look more flattering. And if for somebody that's not quite very tall, you want a bit of volume to make them look a bit taller. It all has a massive, massive impact on the outcome, definitely. I mean, like yourself, Sue, and when you first started getting your hair done, I know you had like a really nice classic bob, which was absolutely beautiful, and now you wear like a much shorter style, and you've got such small features in your face. I mean, you can carry off most things. You always look absolutely amazing.
Oh, well, everyone will believe you because it's radio.
Believe me, her hair always looks beautiful.
I was just getting ready to say, Zoe, thanks for the compliment, but then you said it was all about Sue, so good job I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, Billy, we could have made a little bit more of an effort today, but that's okay.
Oh, brilliant. I'm afraid I'm going to have to talk to my hairdresser about that.
I think you may have to have words with your hairdresser, 100%.
She's not going to be very pleased. Oh, brilliant. Well, look, this, I'm really enjoying our conversation. When we come back, Zoe, we're going to ask you, ultimately, in our final conversation, sadly, mm-hmm. of the hour with you, all about where we can find you. And also, you have got a song that you're going to dedicate, I believe,
yes,
a little bit later on.
Absolutely.
So stay tuned for that. As I said, all promised, coming up in our third and final conversation of the hour with Zoe from Zoe's Hair Studio in Shanklin. It's 27 minutes to three.
Radio friendly. We've got the very radio-friendly Zoe from Zoe's Hair Studio in Shanklin with us. And you've been talking to us about how you became a hairdresser and came from renting a chair in salons to owning your own. So if we're interested in coming to Zoe's Hair Studio, can you tell us a little bit about all the services that you offer and how we might find you?
Yeah, absolutely. As Billy has mentioned before, we are located in Shanklin. You'll find us along Regent Street, which is the main shopping road in Shanklin. There's a little car park directly out of the back. It's the main car park, so literally it couldn't be easy. Park in the car park, little alleyway, you just walk through there, and we're just on the left-hand side. You can't miss us. So yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Zoe's Hair Studio, Isle of Wight Limited. Also, our phone number, 01983 867291. That's 01983 867291. We offer all loads of services: cut and blow dries, colours, highlights, lowlights, restyles. We do wedding hair. You name it, we're trying to achieve the style for you.
And do you advise or use any particular sort of product lines at all?
Yeah, absolutely. We use quite a lot of range of product lines. There's six stylists in the salon. We all have our own sort of personal favourite product lines. I know Linda is a great fan of Oplex. Sarah loves to use Colour Wow, which is another great product. I myself am a great fan of Paul Mitchell. It's a little bit old school, but I've been using it for years and I swear by it. Teresa, I think she loves to use ASP. And Paul, well, he's just happy-go-lucky, he'll go with anything.
How does that not surprise me? Paul's lovely, isn't he?
He is great.
That's just sort of classic Paul, though, isn't
Absolutely.
I love that. Oh, brilliant. Well, look, I suppose we've got to end on probably a bit of a mysterious note, because all this talk about hairdressing and hair cutting, before we go over to you, Zoe, for your final piece, you've got something lined up, haven't you? You're going to announce the next song, because it's a song that you picked. But before that, just very briefly turning back to the whole clientele base, have you ever cut anybody's hair who's famous?
Don't say Billy.
Don't say Sue.
Okay. Oh, well, apart from obviously the obvious Billy and Sue, which are incredible people, and I'm very fortunate to cut both your hairs. Yeah, I have done a couple of famous people. Some local to the Isle of Wight, which I have to say were extremely famous back in like the 80s. It was a great pleasure to be able to do that service for them. So, yeah, I have, definitely.
Wow, yeah, I bet that's quite rewarding as well. And
yeah,
it kind of validates everything we've been speaking about this afternoon, really, the heart and the love that you quite literally pour into what you do. And that's seen every time you go into the studio. Yes, I've got a conflict of interest in the fact that I'm an existing customer, so of course I'm going to be biased.
What's your favourite bit, Billy? Come on, you were telling us about it earlier.
The tea and the biscuits.
You might think that, but no. Go on, Billy, what's your favourite?
So, you actually, I don't think you know this, but you probably do know this.
Not at all.
The head massage that you do when you have the shampoo and the conditioner applied.
The conditioner, yeah. That is a big part as well. You can never wash your hair yourself like that at home, can you? And it's amazing how many people just sit in there, they just switch off and relax. It's beautiful.
Do you know, you could literally tell me, whilst I'm in the chair, you could say, right, I'm charging you £200,000 to take your haircut, and I'll just go,
yes. You disagree. It is a beautiful part of the hair.
I zone out. Yeah, I go into another
world. It
relaxes
you, doesn't it? It's lovely. And you're not the only one to think that. I think everybody that comes in enjoys that. I think people would just pay just to come and get the hair washed.
It wouldn't be worth it, would it?
And they kind of, they sort of, what's the word?
Yeah, like
they
tickle your hair. They don't give you a proper rub and they don't massage it. Absolutely.
They
get
just
you
totally
in
brush over it.
Yeah.
And you just think, what
it is
am
a big
I?
Important part, because it relaxes the client. It obviously cleanses the hair, it prepares it for the next service. But, you know, it's very enjoyable, definitely.
It is, and it's memorable, isn't it?
It is, very
much. But, of
much
course,
so.
The Biscoff, Bickies and the tea is always...
It's just as important.
Yeah, it is. Sue, do we mention the the ample supply of celebrations and heroes that Zoe has out at Christmas time, or shall we save it for another day?
I think we keep that a secret.
Yeah. Well, they will be out shortly. Yeah. It's coming round fast.
We've got tubs in at the moment.
I better get shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, look, Zoe, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in. It's so nice to have you come from the hairdressing chair to the radio chair.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm due in on the 31st of October, so I look forward to
Halloween
celebrations.
Treats. There we go.
Yeah.
Spooky
cupcakes.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to leave you with the last word, because we've
Indeed.
Got it's your time really, Zoe, to be the DJ. So Amazing. Essentially on your call, really, you can announce the song and the track, and if you want to, the time just up here. But I think you've got a dedication, haven't you?
I have indeed. This is dedicated to one of my clients. He's a younger child that comes in. His name is Tommy. He is absolutely an inspiration. So he dances with the Island Dance and Theatre Company, and they have this amazing opportunity to go to New York to perform on Broadway. I keep saying, obviously, he needs to take his hairdresser with him. That I still need to work on. But Tommy, this is for you. With all your fundraising and hard work, this is Alicia Keys and New York.